provide those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work. How can you coach an employee who is having trouble taking constructive criticism?
Pink slip, baseball bat.
No, Scott, you are wearing your dark hat today.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be dark.
You know, I mean, I think, honestly, most of us don't really like to hear that something didn't go well, or, you know, that we screwed up something or that we made a mistake. I don't think that there's anything wrong with an individual who struggles with kind of getting negative news at work. Okay. But I think it's really normal. And yet at the same time, that is part of our job as a leader, is to help someone kind of grow in their opportunities at work and to become more tomorrow than they were today. And that means there's some good news and there's also some bad news in the conversations that we have.
Yep. I also believe there's this piece of how are they reacting or what are they doing? Like, if it's like, oh, I don't agree and I'd like to talk about it, what a great opportunity to have a great conversation.
And in fact, if it doesn't make sense to you as an individual, you don't understand it, you see it differently, I think that there is a way to say that, and it's important that you do. And again, it all comes down to the how, right? So it's not only the how and how I give feedback. Ooh, listen to that. The how and how I give feedback, two hows in a row. But it's also when I try to disagree with you, it's the words that I choose. It's the tone. It's the pace. And so in a lot of that, one of the things that we have to understand is as human beings, we actually can control our tone. We can control the words that we use. We can choose to like take all of the anxiety and reactivity out of a conversation and kind of stay in neutral. And I do think there's a skill set to this. And I actually had someone years ago who told me this, and I've always carried it with me. I'd like to say it's mine, but it's not. And they were giving me feedback. And they said, Tammy, you're not taking feedback very well. What you really need to do is recognize that when someone is giving you their opinion, just think about having big old like Dumbo ears. Remember that cartoon elephant Dumbo and had big, huge ears? Think about having Dumbo ears. And your job at the moment that they're giving you that information is for you to collect what they're saying. And so all you have to do is kind of collect it with those big old ears. Keep your mouth shut, right? And just collect it. And I found for me that I just need to write down what they say and write it down almost word for word so that I am actually capturing the message. Later on, when I'm not so reactive, okay, I have the opportunity to look at that information and say, what do I agree with? What do I disagree with? All right. And then even if there's something in there that I agree with, the next question is, am I ready or do I want to do something about that or not? So in that moment, collect the data, later on, come back, right, and say, what do I agree with? And then decide, am I going to do anything with the things that I agree with it? And if I am, what am I going to do? All of those are choices. And I think we get defensive in the moment when we should have big Dumbo ears and come back later and kind of think it through and ask those questions for ourselves. I think that helps us be able to listen in that moment.
Yeah. And those questions are really important. I like to default or recommend people say, you know, before you say what's not right about that, is to say, no, what's right about that?
Yeah.
And create a very exhaustive list about what is right about that constructive feedback.
What's the kernel of truth in there? I like that a lot, Scott.
What that does is it reduces the defensiveness. Mm-hmm. And to say, okay, they're coming to me and they have a perspective or a point of view. It still comes down to, you have a decision. Do you want to do anything about it?
Yeah, but look for maybe where are the places where you can see some validity in that. I think that's a really good point. The other side of it is, I don't know, this has happened to me. Maybe it's happened to you. Like the first time someone tells me something and I've never heard it before, I'm like, no way. Not true. Absolutely not. Well, you know, 2 months go by, 2 years go by, who knows what it is, but then you hear the same message just said in another way. And you're like, I've heard that a couple times. Well, by the time you've heard it three times, there's probably a kernel of truth in there somewhere. And we want to reject it. But reality is that there's often times when you hear a repeated message, that's the world telling you, there's something there that you need to pay attention and look at.
Yeah. And the version I heard was a little different than this. Same concept.
Right.
It was, you know, if someone calls you a horse's ass, you say, okay, yep, appreciate the feedback. Another person calls you a horse's ass. Another person calls you a horse's ass. Might be time to buy a saddle.
Well, buy a saddle or change, Scott. Yeah. There's still that option. Well,
maybe. I don't know. You know, I think the other part of this topic that Isabel brings to us is, you know, if someone really just won't hear it, they reject it, and they're just unwilling, then I think, yeah, as a leader, you might have a really tough decision to make. Because if it was important enough to bring to them and it's creating an impact, an adverse impact to the team or to the organization, and they're unwilling to change, it may be time to release them to the wild.
Well, and that's a decision that I think none of us in a leadership position want to find ourselves in.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question, and I think it comes down to this other thing, even before you give feedback, why are you giving it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it something that's just bugging you, right? It's like your own pet peeve, or is this something that has an impact on that individual, on that individual's peers or customers, on work product, right? What is the real purpose in that? And I can tell you, sometimes bosses, and even good bosses, sometimes make the mistake and they bring something to the table that really, it doesn't have that much of an impact. It's just kind of what they prefer versus what's the business reason for this feedback. And if there is a solid business reason, that's something that we should have a conversation about. If there is not a solid business reason and it's just your preference, as a boss, you got to think about, why am I digging this person?
Yeah.
Why am I coming after him all the time?
It is. It really comes back to the feedback model, right? What happened? What did we expect to happen, right? You were a jerk face. You yelled at someone. We don't expect people to yell. Here was the impact of that behavior or action. If I can't identify impact, there is no feedback.
Yeah. I think that is a fair thing. And I think sometimes we have staff that it's like, I don't understand why this is an issue. And that really does need to be part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is what happened. This is why it's important, right? This is the business reason. This is what we want to see instead. And, you know, if this doesn't change, then here is the long-term consequences for that. And I'm not saying that from a threatening way. But if there isn't a long-term consequence, I'm not even sure I should bring this thing up. Mm-hmm. And I do think that oftentimes we try to catch people doing things wrong, or not try, that's a tough word. We actually catch people doing stuff wrong. And because we're naturally just judgmental, that's the stuff that comes out of our mouth. And we haven't really thought about, in the grand scheme of things, how important is this? So I do want to give folks a chance in this spot to go, yeah, should I even be saying it? Then if there is a business impact, how should I say that? And the language that we use and the tone that we use and the process that we use becomes really important, because we want to have people who can hear it, take it in and consider. And so should I have it? Yes. Then I need to be careful about how I say it. And then the person at the other end, you know, if I've done my job in those first two things, I do expect someone at the other end to at least consider, to not reject it out of hand, but to consider what might be right, Scott, in that spot. Yes, what might be right? And then what I'm going to do about it. And if it's necessary, the organization says it must change, and I decide I don't want to, then I've made the decision that I should no longer be with the organization.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.